Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. We are talking about massage for animals, and the founder and director of the Northwest School of Animal Massage, Lola Michelin, is here in the studio. And we have been talking about, you know, if you want to make it a career, and, mm-hmm. and going through the formal education. And we went through the foundation level, as you call it, and right. which is the first 150, 200 hours mm-hmm. is done as a home study program, which is really very cool. And then you come for an intensive hands-on mm-hmm. on-site.
Correct. education before you get your certification. We had just talked briefly about it. You can do, there's two different slices of the foundation level, one small animal, large animal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so if I wanted to learn everything about mm-hmm. both,
yeah.
would I do the home study on, say, small animals and then the hands-on and get certified, then go back and do the home study with large animals and get certified? Or could I do both the home studies, large and small, and then come do one hands-on with both?
The first that you mentioned is what most people do. So the track is kind of the complete 200 hours, includes the distance learning as well as the hands-on training for each.
I gotcha.
So some people will study the large and small simultaneously, but then take the separate practicals, the hands-on portions, both one for the dogs and one for, and
okay.
one for the horses.
Okay, so we've enough. Already determined that the home study part of, or the distance learning part of the program, you can mm-hmm. start anytime.
Absolutely.
But the hands-on intensive
mm-hmm. right.
that you need for certification, how many times a year is that taught, say, here mm-hmm. locally at the Vashon location? And is it the same at all locations?
It's not. So we teach it at the Vashon campus the most. And there's usually a class every 6 to 8 weeks. So we do it based on enrollment. So we kind of have a skeleton calendar that we start the year with based on our history and when we know that we usually have a good time to offer the class. But then as we get enrollments through the month, we look forward and then put another practical on the calendar as needed. So like our fall and winter calendar is coming out here just shortly based on spring enrollment. But we have many, many level 100 or foundation level practicals scheduled here in Vashon. And then we travel to our satellite campuses kind of on a 2 or 3 year rotation. Some campuses will be at every year, like Oregon Humane Society. It's a really strong campus for us. We're there a couple times a year every year
to do a hands-on practical.
Correct.
So that means, so it's what's sounding like to me is that you don't have a staff of people in each location.
Correct.
That do these over and over, that you go personally.
That's right.
And do these hands-on
myself or some of our instructor staff. So
so that's cool. So
it is, it's great. And the other facilities that we have, the satellite campuses, are usually partnerships with other types of animal organizations. So we're going into shelters or private facilities. We work with a breeder up in Canada, but most of them are shelters or therapeutic riding programs, things like that, that we partner with. And that's part of our mission, is to also make sure that we're giving back in that way, so that some of the tuition funding is going to those shelters that we have partnered with, but also those animals who really need the massage and don't always have access are getting some massage while they're in transition. So working with the shelters is a big part of our mission.
Cool. So can you tell me off the top of your head how many locations there are around mm-hmm. the world where you could get the hands-on practical?
There's 15 different locations.
15
so we're not
different.
In all 15 every year, but you know, within 3 years, we'll go to all 15. So
okay.
some of them will show up more often. We have a couple different East Coast facilities we go to. One's in New Jersey. We have a Florida campus that we go to less frequently, but when enrollment kind of dictates.
Uh-huh.
So based
and
on
you
where the students
Oregon.
Are coming from. Oregon is a huge one. Canada, we go to Canada. Utah, we go to Best Friends Animal Sanctuary a couple times a year to teach there. And that's a fantastic campus because they just have hundreds and hundreds of animals in every
yeah.
possible stage and situation. So it's great exposure for the students. Kauai, of course, we love our Hawaii association. So we go there at least once a year. But we also have an instructor in Honolulu. So she often
uh-huh.
offers some of the advanced training if we have enrollment on the islands.
Cool.
And then last year we added Guadalajara to the mix. So we'll be hoping to go back there.
How fun.
Yeah.
Well, now, what about now? You didn't mention Japan.
Yeah, we've done Hong Kong in the past.
Hong Kong,
so
yeah.
we do have some students in Asia, and we've been to Hong Kong twice, and we do have a number of Japanese students. So.
Cool. Yeah. All right, so there's a lot of options around, but the Vashon Island, your home foundation location, will continue and to be the main campus.
Absolutely.
And where most of the action takes place.
Yeah, and there are certain classes that we only teach at the Vashon campus, like currently the manual ligament therapy series, which is exclusive to the Northwest School of Animal Massage. We only teach that on the Vashon campus. So a lot of the continuing education courses are taught here in Vashon.
Yeah. All right. Now, before we branch off into some of those more specific things, we've kind of covered the foundation level. I think you said there's two more levels beyond that.
That's correct. So the foundation level for many people will be all they need in order to establish a practice. Depending on the area that they're wanting to practice in, like Idaho, the foundation level training would be enough to start a practice.
Okay.
Here in Washington, if you were a vet tech or an LMP, you could also use the level 100 or foundation level.
An LMP would be licensed
massage practitioner.
Massage practitioner. Okay.
But for at least in Washington state and more in some of the other states that are adopting legislation, you're going to need 300 hours of training. So most of our students do the foundation level. And then they go on and either choose elective courses to make up the additional hours, or they choose one of our other levels. We have a performance level for sport animals and working animals. So that would include things like service dogs or military animals, things like that, in addition to sporting arenas. And then we have a rehab program, which is very popular because it's, you know, designed to help animals recover from injury or illness.
Okay. And is that part of the second level of training, or is that just
the second level would be the performance, and the third level will be the rehab? But we've kind of gotten away from calling them levels 100, 200, and 300 because they're not necessarily consecutive. Everyone
right,
has to
that's kind of what it's feeling like to me. So
yeah,
that's what I'm asking.
Everything starts with the foundation level, but for those
and then
people,
you add on to that, and when you add on, like say a performance or a rehab. Is that in like the kind of the same format? There'll be a distance home study part, and then there'll be a home hands-on intensive part for certification?
Exactly. So when people go the option
and two
of
level,
taking that.
Small animal, large animal.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have the option of taking up to six different certification levels. If you were to take the foundation, performance, and
so,
rehab
for both.
If
I wanted the
both.
Full meal deal and do everything, we're talking six different certificate. Whoa.
Yeah, 900 hours of training.
Wow.
Potentially. So it's pretty robust. But we do have students who want to go directly from their foundation training into rehab. Maybe they work in a vet clinic and that's going to be their focus. So they don't have to take the performance program in order to go into the rehab work. And similarly, some people only want to study specific modalities. The benefit of the levels is they give you a much broader view. So for instance, if you do the rehabilitation massage program, you're going to learn about pathologies. You're going to learn about common disorders. You're going to learn more anatomy specific to disease conditions. And then you're going to learn a group of techniques for use in that type of environment, like manual lymphatic drainage and working with scar tissue. So the levels kind of group a lot of information into an intense training. But for some people, like if you're a veterinarian technician and you already have experience in the pathology area, you might just only want to learn the manual lymphatic drainage. That might be the tool you need. So those people do, you know, we do offer that option as well, that you can, rather than take the level, just pick the individual class. And we're starting that this summer with the performance programs. June and July have actually been dedicated to breaking out the program into specific techniques. So you could take a class just in trigger point therapy rather than taking the entire level 200. That might be your focus. Or myofascial release, which is a really popular advanced massage technique. If you only want to take that class, rather than taking the level 200, you could take that workshop in June or July.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, before we talk about some more of the specific kind of stuff you can learn to do, I'm just wondering if someone is thinking about, well, my animal needs, you know, help with something or what, and needs massage for some reason. How do you know who you're working with knows what they're doing?
Yeah. Well, like anything else, if you're picking a massage practitioner for yourself, you're going to ask some questions about where they got their training or what they specialize in, or do they have a specialty. If you're looking for you know, cranial sacral work, you're going to look for somebody who advertises that they've done training in cranial sacral work. So there's some of that just kind of due diligence that people do to make sure that the person they're entrusting their animal to has some background. But a lot of times consumers don't know, like most people wouldn't know that manual ligament therapy is even offered, let alone know how to go find a practitioner versed in it. So a lot of it is, you know, the educational piece that practitioners are responsible for themselves in educating their clients about the opportunities.
And do you on your website or anything provide a massage therapist locator type thing?
Absolutely. We have a directory of our graduates.
They're like www.nwsam, Northwest School of Animal Massage, .com. And so you can locate a practitioner if you need to. Kathy wants to know, once you receive your license, do you have to renew your license each year with additional classes and stuff, or how does that work?
The state of Washington doesn't currently have a continuing education requirement
for animal massage.
That may be the case in the future. So right now, once you have established your license with the Department of Health, you renew it each year, but you don't have to like retest or do specific continuing education requirements. That's a little bit different if you are a human massage practitioner who's doing animal massage, because they already have a continuing education requirement. And they have to, it's only like 16 hours every 2 years, or maybe it's 20 hours now every 2 years. It's not significant.
Uh-huh.
The advantage is if you do both human massage and animal massage, you can now use animal classes like a pet first aid class to count towards your continuing education requirement.
For the human.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you've got it isn't just training in massage. I mean, massage covers a whole territory now.
Yes.
And you've mentioned a number of things that the practitioners-to-be are educated in, like the lymphatic massage and manual ligament therapy, and then there was a fascial
myofascial release
and that sort of thing.
Trigger point therapy.
Now, you did say that you now have classes and workshops, so students could come just to those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that apply? Can you only go to those classes if you're a professional or you're going through the classes? Are these techniques available to just me?
So there's a little bit of everything,
yeah,
right?
Let's talk about some of the classes
do have prerequisites.
Okay.
So for instance, the manual ligament therapy courses, they don't have specific prerequisites. Like you don't have to have taken our courses, but you do need to have some familiarity with animal anatomy, because to learn the joint anatomy cold in a 3-day workshop is not realistic. But we do have students from all different walks of life that take the manual ligament therapy. They may not be animal massage practitioners. They might be trainers or farriers, but some anatomy knowledge is expected. The pet first aid class, we have a 2-day pet first aid class that's open to anybody that has an interest or a pet, or even if they don't have a pet. So there's no prerequisites for that. And the website kind of describes each class in terms of what's being taught in the class and also what the prerequisites are. We have some classes that have a very high level of prerequisite. We're hosting an equitaping class, which is a kinesiotaping physical therapy technique, and that's open only to veterinarians, vet techs, and massage practitioners, but it's a great continuing education opportunity. On the other side of it, we have classes that, like, we're hosting the horse owner's workshop on June 1st, which is just an informational class where horse owners can come and find out about nutrition from a nutritional expert. They can view a chiropractic demonstration and a massage demonstration. So kind of runs the gamut from informational classes that anybody can attend to really advanced training that's, you know, on the veterinarian level.
Okay. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. And remember that it's the most important part of the show, because without them, we can't do this kind of programming. So you need to listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. As we continue, we're going to get more into these specific things that Lola's been mentioning and find out more about them. We're going to talk about the classes and workshops that are coming up in June and July and the summer and these special things, more details about that. But I'm also going to open the phone lines now.
Excellent.
And so I'm going to give you phone numbers. Get ready to write it down if you don't have them handy already, because I want to make sure, because we only have Lola till 11. 11 o'clock, she's right out of here, and we're on to different stuff. So if we aren't covering the bases that you need to know about, if you've got specific questions, now, if you're too embarrassed or shy to go on the air, you can call and tell Kathy. Kathy can ask for you, or we'll put you on the air with Lola. But if you want to talk to Lola and ask specific questions, now would be the time to call. So local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And then you can email us anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-369 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs. It eliminates hairball problems in cats. There is a Missing Link formula for cats. There's two for dogs, one that focuses on hip and joint health, the other on skin and coat. There is a formula for birds, and there's one for horses. There is also a wellness blend that's a vegetarian formula that you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other critters, pocket pets, as Lola referred to them. And you can find all of them wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. You can go directly to Designing Health if you prefer. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 800-774-7387. Or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We've got Lola Michelin in the house. She's the founder and director of the Northwest School of Animal Massage, and we'll talk an all about that. We do have open phone lines if you have a question for Lola or want to know about something related to animal massage and your animal friends. You can give us a call anytime between now and the end of the hour. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, it's just occurring to me that we've talked about the website a couple of times, which is www.NWSAM for Northwest School Animal Massage .com.
Yep.
And for someone that wants to make contact and say maybe can't do website, is there a phone number, a general
there
phone
is,
number to
yeah.
call?
The toll-free number is 877-836-3703. We have a local number as well.
877-836-3703. And local number is?
206-463-1425.
All righty. Now, so we've already gone through the whole procedure of you know, becoming a professional and how that all works. And if you missed that part of the show, if you're just tuning in, you'll be able to go to MarthaNorwalk.com later in the day and hit the audio archives and listen. But you've mentioned a lot of things that specific type of techniques and procedures and so forth. And I'd like to go into a little more detail about that sort of stuff. And then, but kind of generally to start with, so many people just think of massage as massage. You know, you go and you lay down at a table and somebody rubs on you and it feels good.
Yep.
But that's kind of, you know, not necessarily as a therapeutic or a healing technique. Give us kind of an overview of why would people want to have their animals massaged or learn it or whatever? I mean, what can it do?
Yeah, you bet. Well, most people, like you said, the familiarity with massage is based in Swedish massage, which is the core of the massage that most people learn. And that can be excellent for relieving muscle tension and helping to restore mobility, which is just as important for us as it is for our pets. So many people become familiar with animal massage, in my experience, when their pets start to age and they start to notice a difference in their animal's activity level or comfort level. Mm-hmm. And so then they're looking for tools that can help to manage that. And that is an excellent time to incorporate massage into their care because it does have pain management properties. Always very gentle massage is going to help with pain, but it also can physiologically help with alleviating inflammation and helping with condition of the coating. And that's a big factor in terms of immune health. So just helping to support the animal's immune health is going to be a big health benefit to them. Helping with mobility issues.
Well, but how does massage help with immune system?
So one way, and this is just one example, your skin is your first line of defense against either pathogens or parasites. You might notice sometimes like your cat will come in the house from maybe they've been outside and they'll bring fleas in with them. And the dogs that are living in the house will get tormented by the fleas, but the cat doesn't often seem bothered by them. And one of the big reasons for that is that the cat's skin is often healthier than our dog's skin.
Oh.
Because cats, what do they do? 33% of their day is spent grooming themselves. And if you've been groomed by a cat, you know it's not like necessarily a gentle massage.
Right. They have spurs on their tongue.
Exactly. So they do a really good job of removing debris from the surface of their skin, getting rid of dead skin cells so that it encourages growth of new skin cells, and also encouraging circulation and removal of waste products. So if your skin is healthy, it's a tough barrier against pathogens. Fleas can't penetrate healthy skin, so they don't have a way to grip and hold on and get a blood meal. You know, we're going into flea season pretty soon, so that can be a big concern for people. And, you know, parasites are one of the number one threats to your pet's health because of everything, not only that they can pass on, but then when your animal is struggling to fight against what they're dealing with the parasites, other types of pathogens, especially bacteria and fungus, can get into the skin. So maintaining the health of the skin is a really important way to support your animal's general immune health.
And massaging?
Massage that, definitely helps that.
Does help that, huh?
The same way that I mentioned with the cats doing their own massage, or just grooming your pets as well, a massage is going to help remove dead skin cells, stimulate growth of new skin, smooth the coat, remove oils from the glands to help keep the coat slick and so that, you know, we don't get a lot of things sticking onto the surface. And we can also help relieve restrictions in the tissues underlying the skin. So we have lots of layers under the skin that also contribute to movement of blood, movement of lymph fluid, and support of the immune system. So if we want to have healthy functioning tissues, we need to make sure that those layers aren't getting bound or adhesed to one another. And massage is a really powerful tool in preventing that.
Excellent. Excellent. Now then you also, you were talking about immune system health, but then you were talking about, you started to
mobility.
And, okay.
You know, age-related activity, changes in activity. Sometimes it's depression. If the dog isn't able to engage in their normal routine or activities because it's painful or uncomfortable, then they can become depressed. Maybe that leads to loss of appetite. We see this cascade of symptoms occurring as a result of, you know, one thing. Maybe it's arthritis initially, but then that causes this, you know, cascade that becomes behavioral problems and then maybe later even skin conditions. So being able to address the initial issue can help either interfere or prevent that cascade. Needless to say, nutrition's key to that, and supplementation, like you mentioned, Missing Link, things like that, NuPro, can be big tools in that. But massage is always helpful in helping the animal realize what their own capacities are. So through gentle massage and gentle stretching, we're kind of reminding the animal that, you know, this is how you move and how you can move. And we see what we call limiting cycles of movement. When something becomes painful or uncomfortable, you do it a little bit less, and then tissues become more rigid, so you do it a little bit less and less and less and less, and our animals are the same. So if we can massage the area and get them comfortable enough to be able to do stretching and kind of rehearse movements that they like to do, then it recovers their confidence in doing those movements, and then we see better mobility.
Now, what about for someone, you know, whose animal they think needs some regular massage work, and it might just be to, you know, keep the, you know, the skin healthy or keep them mobile and all that sort of stuff. Do you offer classes for just, you know, the regular pet owner so they
Absolutely.
Can massage their animal on a regular basis?
We have a great one-day workshop. It's called our Fundamentals of Animal Massage, and we spend that time going over the benefits of massage to the various systems, because massage will benefit pets at every age, every stage, and every type of animal. So we talk about how massage affects different systems of the body, and then we give people basic tools in monitoring their pet's health, and then basic massage that they can do on a regular basis. Improve the bond between you and your pets, but also help you recognize and monitor your pet's health. So if we have an issue arising, you know, early detection is the key in most cases. If you're giving your pet a short 10-15 minute massage three times a week, you might come across things sooner than if you're only doing it, you know, every few months. And then also just helping to, like I said, either help them with their athleticism and performance when they're young, active dogs, or helping them deal with age-related conditions as they age.
Now, if I remember correctly from, you know, because this is not the first time I've
you've been doing
Animal World since you started. I mean, you know, way back 2001 back there. And but if I'm remembering correctly, one of the classes to look for on the website would be, it used to be fundamentals or something? Is it still what would people look for on the website?
Fundamentals of animal massage.
Fundamental. Okay, so
it's
a fun day of
learning.
All right. Well, I always say phone calls take priority.
Absolutely.
And I think if I'm reading the name correctly, we're just going to welcome part of the animal world family,
right?
Because this would be Kathy's nodding. Mm-hmm. So we're going to welcome Jana Rosewood, who happens to be the relationship whisperer on Animal World and co-author of Are You Still Kissing Frogs. She's going to be joining us with her husband, Ken, in June for a show on Animal World. But I also know, because she's a friend of mine, that she's a human massage therapist and stuff. So I think she wants to talk to you, you know, massage therapist to massage therapist type person. So anyway, Jana Rosewood, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Lola Michelin.
Thank you. Thank you. As a massage practitioner, I had all kinds of questions come up.
Jana, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
You're on a cell phone?
No, I'm on my regular landline.
Huh.
It doesn't sound very good.
You want to try and get another connection? Okay. It sounds really, really bad, the connection. So we're going to put you back on hold. We're just going to dump the call, have her call back. It's sign language with Mike here. So we're going to hang up on you, Jana, and will you call us right back and let's see if we can get a better connection?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Okay. Yeah, we don't want to sound like we're in a submarine when we're talking to her. But Jana is an extremely gifted woman. But I know I have not experienced a massage with her because she doesn't do an active massage practice anymore.
Yeah.
She works more with humans and relationship and that sort of thing. But obviously, she wants to talk to you about some stuff. So that'll be interesting. So let's see. We were talking about fundamentals.
Right.
And that would be the class to look
at. Yeah, and we do have one. They're offered frequently on our calendar. I know we have one coming up on Vashon in September, but there'll probably be one before that as well in August or July. June and July are really busy months. We have over 15 continuous days of continuing education. So people have a lot of opportunity to take different classes. So normally we offer the fundamentals every other month.
Every other month.
But because of the number of classes we're doing in June and July, we have a little bit of a gap because we just had one recently in March. And then the next one currently on the calendar is for September.
You see, mostly June classes for horses.
Correct. June is our month of the horse.
Is that for professionals only or students only,
classes,
or are there just for lay horse owners as well?
Most of the classes are continuing education and have some level of prerequisite. We have the equitaping class, of course, that I mentioned, stress point therapy. The myofascial release class has a much broader audience. It's open to a pretty broad range of skill sets. So anybody that has either some human training, physical therapy, vet assistants, chiropractic assistants, PT assistants, pretty broad range. Just having some basic anatomy, either human or animal, for that class would be the
All right. Well, Jana is back. Let's see how our connection is. Good morning, Jana.
Good morning.
Oh, much better.
That's much better.
I'm on an old clunky phone.
Oh, no. There it started again. Did you move around?
I'm using an older phone, and there might be a little bit of a short in the cord, so I'll try to stay still. I'm using a really old phone that's not battery operated.
Mike's not liking it.
Okay, is it still the same?
Yeah, it is. Probably the best thing to do is just ask the question.
Yeah. So what is it? What would you like to know, Jana?
No matter what I'm doing here. Because I was on a newer phone, and I thought I picked up the old
phone. That's all right. No, just tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, well, I was looking at, if you're a massage practitioner, and maybe you brought it up in the show already, but I didn't hear it. It was like, okay, so I need to have so many CEUs for continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
Is there just like certain amount of credits that you can take with your program, and it doesn't have to be in the school, or can it be online, and then you get credit so that you can do that continuing education?
Right. We do have some classes that would count for continuing education. So the fundamentals of animal massage that we were just speaking about is a one-day workshop that you could apply towards your continuing education credits. And then if you were interested in, as a human massage practitioner, if you're interested in further exploration, then our level 100 or foundation course would also provide the hours that you need for licensure or to have the animal massage practitioner designation added to your license. From that point on, any animal-related classes you take will count as continuing education.
So the fundamentals, though, that would be a workshop. Mm-hmm. She would need to go to Vashon to
Correct.
Take the class.
Yep.
Is there any online, you know, distance learning education classes that she could take that would apply to her, you know, human massage therapist continuing education?
The Introduction to Animal Acupressure is a course that is completely online. And we also have a business practices class that we're moving online that would be available and would qualify as continuing education for most licensed practitioners, techs or LMPs. And the other thing we have online is an animal anatomy course, which is just online. There's no hands-on proponent to it currently. So those are examples of classes that you could take online only for continuing education.
Hey, Shauna, does that answer your question?
It does, and the acupressure sounds really interesting because
Great.
I've studied Jin Shin Do for 2
oh,
years.
Oh, excellent.
That's really powerful. I have to just promote you there because that's a really powerful thing
yes,
to know the
you.
Points, the acupressure points for your animals so that they can get their energy flowing throughout their body.
Absolutely.
All right, so then would she find out about that class at NWSAM.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go to the website, Shauna, and you can get the information about the class.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks for your call. All righty. We're going to take care of our advertisers
Excellent.
And sponsors for the last time in this hour. Remember, pay attention, listen, thank them, support them. Then we've got a question about essential oils and aromatherapy. And does it work for animals like it does for humans? So that's where
Great.
We're going next. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Jana Rosewood help. For over a decade, Jana has helped relationship seekers gain clarity in their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 19 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into real solutions to attract your genuinely committed relationship. Meet with Jana in person at East West Bookshop, where she is available for private intuitive consultations on April 19th and May 31st. Contact Jana today at rosewoodwisdom.com.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for dogs and cats, and Accutonics from galaxies to cells, planetary science, harmony, and medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you back to Animal World here. Apparently, our music is offline for the moment. You know, it's amazing how something that simple
becomes throws
you off. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Where's my intro?
Yeah, what? Well, something's not right.
You got to have theme music. Every superhero needs theme music.
Anyway, hey, we are finishing up the, wrapping down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Lola Michelin, and founder and director of the Northwest School of Animal Massage, is in the studio. She's heading out back. She's got to get back to Vashon for
Life with the fairy system.
Yeah, yeah. So have you adjusted to life with
it? Absolutely, yeah.
So she's going to fly out of here at 11, and Kathy and I will continue on for the last hour of the show and do everything we normally do in the first hour and last hour and that sort of thing. But we do have a pending question here for Lola, and that's about, do the same oil scents affect the animals in the same way as humans? You know, what about aromatherapy and all of that?
That's a fantastic question, because aromatherapy is a really excellent tool for animals and a great addition to massage. However, it does require specific training. And the question about specific oils having the same effect on people or animals, some do and some don't.
Oh, really?
But there are definitely some precautions that people have to take when using essential oils. And even if you have essential oils in your home that you use for other purposes, it's helpful to know that animals respond differently to the oils than people. For one thing, their sense of smell is so much more acute than ours that it's very easy to overwhelm an animal with essential oils. So using the proper amounts or diluting them in the proper ways is important. And we do have classes in aromatherapy. They're taught by a master essential aroma pharmacologist, Joan Sarita. And
I've talked to Joan on the show before.
Yeah,
didn't she do a CD or something?
She did. She's also a psychoacoustician, so she composes music specifically for animals, and she does a lot with essential oils. And in her class, the students learn about some of the precautions. So I'll just give you a couple examples, because I think it's really important that people do understand that there are risks in using essential oils as well. So, for instance, cats don't metabolize essential oils or any oils the way that we do, the same way that we do. So some essential oils are actually toxic to cats and even potentially fatal. So if you have essential oils in your home, you really want to be careful about cats' exposure to those oils. Some oils can be inhaled. Others can be ingested. So sometimes we can add oils to water or food, but others are harmful if ingested. So you really need to know your oils and their applications and their effects so that you can dilute them properly or choose a proper application. Another example is a lot of times you'll see like shampoos and other pet products that have essential oils in them, and citrus oils like grapefruit or lemon, those types of oils are photosensitive, meaning they respond to light. And so if you use those types of oils on your pets and then your pets are going out into the sunlight, it can cause burns or irritation to the skin.
Wow.
So so definitely, I think...
This is not something to be messing around with.
It's not. Often, it's science.
You know, animals are more sensitive than humans when it comes to medications or, you know, anything along those lines. And like you said, it's so true. Like with, you know, you don't give a cat aspirin. You don't give them Tylenol. And that sort of thing. And those kind of painkillers can be toxic to our animal friends.
And nowadays, essential oils are everywhere. I mean, you can go in the grocery store aisle and buy them yourself. They're in all sorts of products. Many times they're not really true, pure essential oils when they're in product form. But it is important to kind of know that you want to exercise some caution. So I do recommend that pet owners either just there's some great books out there about essential oils for pets. There's also 1 day or 2 day courses like the ones we teach that are valuable.
All right, let's see. For those of us who are new to these treatments, could you explain the meaning of the names of the classes? What classes are you talking about, Kathy?
Sure. So I think we mentioned like the myofascial release and trigger point therapy. I'm assuming that's what they mean.
Yeah.
So each of those are what we call bodywork modalities or methods of using massage techniques for a specific purpose. And I'll just briefly mention a few because each of them, of course, has their own specific target. Myofascial release is a really popular massage technique that focuses on the connective tissue. So we think of massage as being for the muscles.
Right.
Really, massage affects all tissues, bone, muscle, skin, etc. But myofascial release is used specifically to address restrictions or postural deviations that occur in fascial or connective tissues. So that's a very specific, as some people might have heard it as Rolfing is another form of myofascial release.
Okay.
Trigger point therapies, that helps to deal with dysfunction that occurs between the fibers within the muscle and the nerves that serve those fibers. So that's a very specific technique to help relieve cramps or spasms that occur as a result of muscle binding.
Okay, and trigger point therapy is different than stress point therapy?
Is that
two different classes?
Two different things. Stress point therapy is its own technique, and it usually involves repetitive stress injury. So we get tearing or damage in the muscle fibers at a different location in the muscle than you would normally find a trigger point, and it's usually a result of repetitive stress. We have specific protocols to address each of those.
And then manual ligament therapy, that would be working on the ligaments.
Exactly. And that's a very new development in the massage world. It comes out of the osteopathic and chiropractic traditions.
Okay.
And it helps to readdress balancing the joints and relieving tension or misalignments at the joints through the ligaments that serve the joint. It's a very highly specialized technique, and you can get 80 to 90% relief of muscle tension in an area with a very simple short release technique that you learn during that manual ligament therapy. Northwest School of Animal Massage is the exclusive provider of manual ligament therapy for animals. It's a human technique, so there's human courses, but we're the only ones providing the work for animals.
Well, it sounds like we just better be paying attention to the website, you know,
every day
NWSAM, and see what's going on.
Absolutely.
And how fortunate are we, that those of us that are close in this area. And I want to talk about upcoming events and stuff, but one more question.
Yeah.
Something I'm familiar with, which is Arnica, a homeopathic remedy, and someone wanting to know if that works for animals as well. And for humans, I take it, you know, for bruising or you know, that kind of stuff, and it really makes a huge difference.
Absolutely.
If you take it right after an injury. Can you use Arnica with animals?
You can. We use things like Arnica or Tramiel,
those types of topicals.
The Arnica, of course, can be ingested as well. Some veterinarians will prescribe Arnica like prior to a procedure. If you know you're taking your dog in for a dental procedure or your horse is getting a dental procedure, doing a few days of Arnica pills under the tongue, homeopathic pills, can eliminate some of the bruising or help to reduce some of the bruising and speed the recovery. So yeah, Arnica is a very valuable tool. I don't use any lotions or oils or topical things while I'm doing the massage, but I often use them afterwards.
Excellent. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So coming up on the current events list here for Northwest School of Animal Massage, you've got, this is looks like all about horses, a horse owner's workshop. And I think you said it's free.
It is.
This is going to be Sunday, June 1st, 1 to 3 p.m. So guess what? You can listen to Animal World and then
hop the ferry.
So how convenient is that? Good timing, Lola. So tell us about this horse workshop.
This is sponsored by an island business called Island Home Center and Lumber, and we're hosting it for them. They do it every year, and they bring together professionals from the horse industry to answer questions and give talks and demonstrations for horse owners. This particular day, we'll be hearing from Gina Jacobs, who's a nutritionist on equine nutrition. I've heard her talk several times. She's excellent. We'll also be getting an acupuncture and chiropractic demonstration and discussion from Dr. Stephanie Myers from Pilchuck Veterinarian Hospital. And the Northwest School of Animal Massage will be offering a massage demo and some information about massage and the other modalities and services that we offer.
So it's 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday, June 1st at the Northwest Center for Animal
Well, School of Animal Massage.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound right. But
there.
It's Northwest School of Animal Massage okay. on Vashon. It says free samples, coupons, and drawings, and courtesy of the Island Home Center and Lumber.
Yeah, great opportunity to visit the campus and get some great information in the process.
Cool. Now, then, coming up in July, you've got a special two-day pet first aid course, and that's July 12th and 13th, that's open to the public. So
yes.
Tell us about that.
This is a great class. We have an instructor from Canada who's coming down to teach this two-day. It's a much more expansive, intensive class than a lot of the first aid classes that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, I've not heard of a two-day one.
And you will end up with a certification at the end, so you'll be certified as a first aid practitioner. It's geared towards dogs and cats, and it's open to anybody interested in coming to learn about the health of their pets. And I really think it's amazing to me how many pet owners don't have any first aid training. I didn't for many years. I owned many animals before I took a first aid class. And having been a vet tech, when you find yourself in a situation, an emergency situation, and you have no skills to help your animal, is really, really frustrating. So it's an excellent investment. If you
and
have
I would
pets,
assume July 12, 13 is a Saturday, Sunday.
It is.
Do you know the hours each day?
9 to 5, I believe.
9 to 5 each day.
9 to 5 the first day and 9 to 3 the second day, I believe.
So Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that will be at the campus, Northwest School of Animal Massage on Vashon. Do you know the cost?
I'd have to go to the website to
okay,
to
so
look
we'll
at
have
that,
to check that out. But and we go to www.nwsam.com.
Yep.
Is there like an events link or calendar link or something?
Yep, and
on
it'll
there?
Be in our on our course catalog. So there's
course
a schedule
catalog.
Of classes
okay.
that you can look at. And I do know there is a discount on the tuition for early registration. So
Well, then of course you want to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Now then the last thing here on the list. Is the Vashon Sheepdog Clinic in August. That sounds really cool.
It is one of the best excuses to come out to Vashon Island. It is an absolutely beautiful adventure in watching the sheepdogs. You can bring your dog. It's set out on a beautiful acreage called Misty Isles Farm. And you get to sit on the hillside with your dog, with your family. There's food vendors. There's all sorts of information, textile vendors, lots of great,
okay.
great dogs.
Well, now I want you, because I just have a brief bit of information here on the sheet you brought me, but can you email me more details on these things so we can get
Absolutely.
Them up on the current events calendar? And then thanks a lot, because you're already messing with Kathy's saying, can I leave early that day to go? I think she wants to go to the horse thing. She wanted to go to the
awesome.
Horse. Yeah. All
Maybe
right.
Maybe we should just broadcast the show from there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're live. That might be an
a
idea.
A remote,
yeah, from Vashon. Let's see, and the last few questions coming in here. Cranial sacral massage, does that work for animals too?
Absolutely. There's
All
not
right.
too many human modalities that don't
that
have
don't
some
work.
Application in animals as well. The way the techniques are applied might differ slightly just because of their anatomy or their behavior, but most of them have the same or similar responses.
And Northwest School of Animal Massage would be the place to go to learn about all this stuff.
Yes, we don't have a cranial sacral therapy program at the moment, but we are in conversations with folks about developing one for the school.
Yeah, and since Lola and I have finally reconnected
yes.
here after their move to Vashon and are getting married and all that good stuff, she's going to be in contact, just so you all know,
yes.
with Jude and Paul Ponton and Whispering Dragon. She wants to go to the Gong Room.
I do.
And all of that. And Dr. Nels Rasmussen, you know, and our best practitioner. And she's already thinking that she wants to get them over to teach.
Absolutely. And you too. I know you keep threatening to come teach a class.
Yeah. I finally am resurrecting my classes. My arm has been twisted so hard that I am going to teach for the first time again in August at East West
Excellent.
Bookshop. My communicating with animals and human to animal transference. But it would be nice to come over to the island and do
we'd
some.
We'd love to have you.
Yep. All righty. So, boy, thanks for taking the ferry over here. Now that everybody's kind of landed and settled. After your move and things are going so good, there's so much new stuff going on. We'll have to keep up on it. And Lola did tell me it's not for public consumption yet, but there's something huge going on in the world of Northwest School of Animal Massage and education and all that kind of stuff that's going to sounds like it's going to come to fruition more
Absolutely.
Like in the fall or something. But as soon as she can talk about it,
you will be among the first to know.
She is going to talk about it here. So we will be in touch and we will be scheduling another show. Yeah. Sounds like sometime in the fall. Oh. So we'll catch up on everything and we'll find out about this big new whatever this cool stuff is that's going to happen.
Excellent.
So
thank you.
We are going to close out hour number two. We'll start up hour number three. We'll do current events. We'll do follow-up. We'll do animals in the news. We'll talk about Kathy and Christy and next week. And who knows? Kathy didn't get to finish her interview with me last week. Maybe she'll even talk to me. So anyway, we're going to have a good time in the next hour. So I hope you'll stay with us. But right now, we're going to wish Lola well. And gosh, it's just so good to see you again.
Thanks, likewise.
And give a hug to your husband now.
I will.
Because I haven't seen him for a long time.
Yeah.
But anyway, congratulations. Thanks for being here. And we'll look forward to
thanks
next
so much.
Time.
I'll be listening to hour three on the ferry.
Oh, that's right. We'll talk to you. we'll only say good things.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank
and
you.
Everybody stay put because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.